Health officials around the world are on high alert as swine flu takes its erratic path. The common thread seems to be some connection with Mexico. In this part of the program, we're going to hear from our reporters in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. We begin in Europe, where cases have been confirmed in Germany, Scotland, and Spain. From Madrid, Jerome Sokolowski reports.
The first Spanish cases involved students from the University of Valencia who'd been on a trip to Mexico with more than 150 classmates. In Scotland, the cases involve a honeymooning couple also just back from Mexico, and several cases in Germany have just been confirmed. With dozens of suspected cases spread around Spain, there are some scenes similar to those in Mexico, with people going in and out of hospitals and airports wearing surgical masks. In Madrid, Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero urged people in the country not to panic.
Tenemos los medios científicos.
We have the scientific and the therapeutic means to respond to this situation, he said. Spain, France, and Britain have stockpiles of antivirals, much of it from the avian flu epidemic. But Germany and the Netherlands have limited supplies. At major airports across Europe, health officials are on the lookout for people with symptoms on flights from Mexico and the U.S. Russian authorities are ordering planes with affected passengers to special zones where health officials can board the aircraft. Bulgaria has installed thermal scanners at Sofia Airport. The governments of Spain, Britain, France, Germany, and Sweden have advised all their citizens against non-essential travel to Mexico. Russia has banned imports of meat and raw pork products from Mexico and a number of U.S. states. Jerome Sokolowski, NPR News.